It's the Woody and Jim Show podcast. You never know what we're going to say. In fact, we never know what we're going to say. This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking. The new home of Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. In our Eurostone studios, we welcome someone new to the Woody and Jim pillow fort.
We have Gina. Hi, Gina.
Hello. How are you?
Great. We're glad that you're here. We want everybody to get a chance to know Gina as we get to know you.
Yeah.
So we're going to hit you with rapid fire questions as a new cast member on the show.
All right.
Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. What's your height?
I'm 5'4" and 3/4".
And 3/4". Okay.
Yes, that's important.
That's like saying I'm 6.5".
Yeah.
When you're short, though, every little bit counts.
It does.
That's true.
It does.
That's true. You're
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
Okay. Hybrid. Yes.
Hybrid.
Okay.
Okay.
Woody, got anything?
What has five toes and is not your foot?
Five toes?
Five toes and is not your foot.
What is that?
My other foot?
Yes, that is correct.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Okay.
Dang, you didn't fall for it. That was ridiculous. Okay, getting super personal here. Gina, are you in a relationship?
Yes, I'm married. All right.
Ooh, how many?
Newlywed.
Two months.
That's it?
Newlywed. Yes. All right.
Yes.
Congratulations.
We're going strong, so I think there's hope for us.
Prove the haters wrong.
Yes.
Gina, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I've never seen it.
Okay.
I know.
I'm going to have to sit down for a minute.
I know.
Regretting
but I have heard it is.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll take it.
So
I consider it a Christmas movie.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
All right.
You played that well.
Yeah.
It was
thank
good.
You.
So, Gina, what are you passionate about?
Probably going to the gym and like music, pop culture.
How often do you go to the gym?
Almost every day.
All right.
Yes.
So you're doing the work of all three of us at the gym.
I almost go every day, too. Like yesterday, I almost went. Today, I'm going to almost go. Tomorrow, I'll almost probably go.
Yeah. Yeah. I go actually when I woke up for this morning is usually when I go to the gym.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there's going to be some adjustments.
Oh, so you're used to getting up super crazy early.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. For something far more interesting.
Yeah.
And usually I take some pre-workout, so my energy spikes a little bit more at the gym, so...
Okay.
I'll have to see if I need to do that.
All right.
A pre-Woody and Jim workout.
Yeah.
To self-regulate.
Yep. Some dry scoops and pre-workout.
What's your favorite flavor of Pop-Tart?
S'mores.
Nope. Sorry. We were looking for brown sugar cinnamon frosted Pop-Tarts. Sorry.
That's a right and wrong answer.
No, I'm probably the only person besides a six-year-old who likes s'mores.
No, Pop-Tarts. I love it. I love it. Gina. What's the most exciting thing that's happened to you recently?
Probably getting married.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Very nice.
How long did you know your husband before you got married? Or before you got engaged?
Before we got engaged. So we dated for about a year and a half.
Okay.
But we knew each other for like 2 years before we started dating.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were friends.
Oh, cool. We were very familiar with each other.
Yes.
Nice.
Gotcha.
I have one more question.
Okay.
Do you have a car I can borrow?
I do, but you don't want to borrow my car.
I don't know. I'm getting pretty desperate. I'm going to need a car.
Hey, I'm on my third engine and like my third transmission. Trust me.
All right. Well,
yeah.
This is all negotiable. All right. So welcome, Gina.
Thank you so much.
We like to thrill you with laughter that never happens. It's the Woody and Jim joke off. We tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes back and forth until somebody laughs. First person to laugh loses.
So try not to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But only one of us
can
lose. You can laugh all you want.
Right, if it's necessary.
What do you want to kick us off this week?
All right, let us begin the Woody and Jim joke off now. Jim, you know, you got to respect people who wear glasses.
Yeah.
They pay good money to see you.
Yep. Woody, why did the smartphone need glasses? It lost all its contacts.
I see. Jim, if there was a pill that would cure procrastination, I would probably take it, you know, tomorrow.
Saw that coming.
Yeah.
Woody, you can't give away a used mattress, but somehow we'll pay $300 a night to sleep on one at a hotel.
That's just life right there.
Yeah.
Jim, my son blocked me on Facebook because I make too many bird puns.
Really?
I told him toucan play at that game.
Woody, I'm at the age where I don't fix typos in texts anymore.
Really?
I'll just message someone saying, "What you dong to nuga hoogite?" And it's on them to figure it out. Ah, I got you to laugh.
Okay.
When he laughs, he goes down.
That's so stupid.
What you dong to new guys?
Like feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
A lot of times when we do our little segment called Change My Mood, we give you something inspiring or something thought-provoking. Sometimes it's just fun. There was a Christmas program at a school, at an elementary school, and the kindergartners all got to get up and grab the microphone and say something about Christmas and their class and what they were wearing. And there was a little girl that came up. She had red hair and a sparkly dress, and she was so cute until, well, you'll find out.
Proud of myself and all of my other friends inside my class. And my class is really sweet, except one little boy.
And that's when they wrongly took the microphone away.
Because she says, which I must tell you about. And then she comes and grabs the microphone.
I want to know who that boy is.
I know. I want to hear the backstory.
What does he do?
Yeah. Will it be a Menendez brother-like documentary on Netflix? We'll have to find out. Monday morning, there's nothing we can do about it. How was your weekend, Jim?
It was pretty good. I went to a friend's big milestone birthday party. It was a surprise to him, and it was great, and he loves bourbon, and everybody who attended thought they would be the novel gift giver and gave him bourbon.
So he just got so many bottles of bourbon.
Yeah, so now it's okay. Jay's Bourbon Warehouse is what his house in Mount Juliet is called now.
He won't have to leave the house till like February.
Exactly. That was a lot of fun. Played hockey yesterday with my buddies, and we won that game.
The
Mighty Drunks.
Yeah, the Preds won two games over the weekend, too. So
how about
maybe
that?
Maybe things are turning around, and the Titans were the Titans yesterday.
Yes, unfortunately. What was your weekend like?
I watched a little stuff on Saturday. Then yesterday went over to my son Jeff's house. He and his wife Chris and my grandkids Charlie and Ollie, we haven't seen for a while.
Oh, that's right, because people had been out of town.
They were out of town Thanksgiving, and they had a couple of trips they had. And we actually went over and went ahead and brought them their gifts.
Oh, for Christmas?
Yeah. We had wrapped them, and Melissa, my girlfriend, says, let's just get them over there. And so they were there, and so the kids want to say, can we open them right now? And everybody went, yeah, okay.
Oh, I was going to say, you don't seem like the torturing type.
No.
You seem like
easy
mark.
When Christmas happens, it's just a big pile of stuff. If you do it before Christmas, then it's an individual thing. Like, oh, thank you for this.
I love these toys for 2 weeks until
until they break by Christmas. But Charlie got a Speak and Spell, which I didn't even know they still made.
Oh,
we found it online somewhere, and it's kind of cool because she's really learning and doing a lot of fun.
Oh, that's got to bring back flashbacks to you in 10th grade.
Yeah, we had to, and beyond. We had tacos and watched some old school Christmas movies. Watched White Christmas
from
the
great
50s with like Bing Crosby and
a bunch of other old people.
And other old people that are all dead now. But it was very festive to see these not dead yet people dancing. Three things you want to know this morning. Sad news, Conan O'Brien lost both of his parents.
Oh, really?
His father died a week ago today, and he was 95, and then his mother passed away on Thursday. It's one of those things that happens quite often where, you know, like they were married since the 50s, were very much in love, and then, you know, one passes and the other one just can't go on. They just die of a broken heart.
Wow. I've had that happen. That my grandparents, thing happened.
I think every family's had that kind of thing happen.
Yeah.
So that's sad.
That's too bad. Ernie and Bert want to know if they can crash on your couch for a while because Sesame Street has no home right now. They were, of course, on PBS forever, and then PBS dropped them, and a couple of years ago, HBO said, well, we'll run new episodes of Sesame Street.
Yeah.
And they now have dropped them. They're doing different kinds of programming. They're moving on. Artistic differences. So right now, the characters of Sesame Street, from Big Bird to Oscar the Grouch and Kermit and everybody, are looking for a new home. So hopefully one of the big streamers picks them up so kids can still learn their words and all that stuff.
Yeah.
In a cool place.
Cookie Monster really never got the cookies in his mouth ever.
They did keep falling out.
Yeah, he just kind of made them crumble and threw it so that he was starved all the time because he could never get them in his mouth.
No wonder he wanted.
True story.
Never satisfied. It's a tragedy, really.
Okay. Here's something to make you feel old. Some big pop culture moments that'll be a decade old next year.
All right, I hate these because these freak me out.
Okay, Star Wars: The Force Awakens, 10 years ago now.
Oh my gosh, that was like the third round of Star Wars movies.
The Hunger Games movies were 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
It feels like longer.
Zayn Malik left One Direction 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. That doesn't seem possible.
Steve Harvey announced the wrong Miss Universe contestant 10 years ago.
That seems like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that one does seem a lot longer.
Yeah, that does seem a lot longer. Yeah, there you go. We're ready to play Gender Wars now, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood. GoingPostalBrentwood.com is their website.
Your shipping and printing supercenter.
All right. Our combatants are as follows. For the ladies in the audience, we have Ashley in Spring Hill. Hello, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. And for the guys, we have Ryan in Spring Hill. Hey there, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
All right.
All right, let's do a Getty Quinny question and get you guys warmed up for the real bullets to start flying soon. All right, Ashley, starting with you, do you have a collection of something?
I got Santas growing up from my grandma, so I have a whole collection of Santas.
Oh, really? Like, how many do you have, you think?
I got 1 to 2 every year for Christmas, so...
So the Santas have their own room in your house, probably.
So you don't want to give your age by telling us how many Santas are, because we could divide.
Right.
We could do math.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ryan, back to you. What do you have a collection of?
I'm a big baseball fan, so I've got a good collection of baseball cards growing up.
Ah, cool.
All right. How many boxes do they take up?
I got like 3 binders, so I would only keep the good ones. So like Ken Griffey Jr. when he was a kid, and Barry Bonds when he was on the Pirates, all that good stuff.
Oh, cool!
No losers, just the big stars. Yeah. Okay. All right. Remember, each of you have a screw. If you don't know the answer to a question, you can put the screw to your opponent. Let's begin.
All right. Here we go. Multiple choices. How we start, Ashley? 5, 12, or 25. How many volts is an average car battery?
12.
Yes.
Nice. Correct. Good guess. Nice start. That is the answer. Ryan, here's your multiple choice question. Is a marquee diamond shaped like a square, a rectangle, or a football?
Football.
Yes, that is correct.
You guys are tearing it up.
Nice job.
Okay, Ashley, back to you. Miss Moneypenny is the name of what famous movie spy's secretary?
Bond.
Bond. James Bond is right. Good job.
All right. Perfection so far. Can Ryan keep it going? What famous book and movie character lives in the 100-acre woods? Famous book and movie character.
Screw.
Okay, all right. Using the screw.
Ashley, if you know this, Ryan's done for.
Uh-oh.
What?
Is it Peter Rabbit?
Peter Rabbit is not correct.
No.
Oh, no.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
Okay, so that's a good use of the screw, Ryan. That gave you a point, keeps you alive. It is 2-2 going into the last set of questions.
All right, Ashley. Posh Spice's husband, David Beckham, is famous for what sport?
Oh, come
soccer.
On.
Yeah. Ryan says, oh, come on.
That was kind of an easy one, yeah.
Yeah, just a bit. All right, Ryan, What do they call a woman who agrees to carry a baby to term for another woman?
A surrogate.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We also would have accepted best friend.
Yeah.
A really good sport.
Super good sport.
All right, we're tied up 3 apiece. Everybody did really well. We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune Lyrics Edition.
So up to 5 lines from a song to name it. We'll give you 5, Ashley, if that's where you want to start. How many do you think you'll need to name the big song that we're trying to have you guess?
I'll go 3. 3.
All right.
Ryan, you want to do it less than 3? Ryan?
I guess I'll do 3 also.
Oh, you,
no, you
can
have
only
to go lower.
Oh, okay. Well, then 2.
All right. Ashley, you want to do it in less than 2 or make Ryan do it?
He can do it.
Okay. See what you got into, Ryan. We'll find out.
Okay. These are the way they appeared on the lyric sheet. So these are 2 lines. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right. And you say, baby, have you got enough gas? What's
I have no idea.
No guess?
No guess?
Yeah, nothing. I got nothing.
Little Red Corvette by Prince. 2 more lines, you would have gotten to the title of the song.
Ashley, that means you are the winner. Good job. We got tickets to a Saturday night's Predators game in Smashville for you.
Congratulations. We play again tomorrow morning at 7:20. You want to play Gender Wars? Get in touch with us.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you on.
Couples are welcome, as always, as we have a new cast member in the Woody and Jim Treehouse. Gina joins us.
Woohoo. Hi.
Hey, Gina. Do you like to go by your last name or just Gina? I should have asked this off the air, but that's okay. Everything's open to our listeners.
Yeah. Well, since I just got married, the last name is new. So like
so
hearing
you're getting
that.
Used to it. Yeah.
So, I mean, Gina McGee, maybe the more you say it, the yeah.
You know, it's got a ring to it.
It does.
Gina Marie McGee is the full name.
Oh, that's
oh,
really sweet.
That's even
right,
cooler.
Right.
Rhymes really nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So it meant
Gina Marie McGee.
Yep.
Right,
or
if the song.
Your parents are really mad at you, they yell more names at you. You're Gina. If they're kind of mad at you, it's Gina Marie.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
now if they're really mad at you, it's Gina Marie.
Oh, yeah.
You get all 3
McGee.
Names.
Yes.
That's when you're in real trouble.
Yeah. Well, I had a nickname growing up like my whole life, so I knew I was in trouble if my mom even called me by Gina. So.
Are we allowed to know your nickname?
Yeah. There's a story behind it, which is kind of long, but...
as long as there's no bullying. We don't want to bully
No. I had a ton of nicknames, but the one that is most common was Weens.
Weens?
It's weird. Weens? Yes. But then it got shortened to like the... Or I guess elongated to the Weens. And then it was W, and now it's Dub. It's
okay.
Weird. It's weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, someday we'll have to dig in deeper on that one.
We'll have to see the backstory of the Weens.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
No, it's so strange.
So let's see. Let's ask some questions. First one, not weird. If people were looking for you, but you weren't at home, where might be the first place they look to find you?
Probably the gym or work.
Gym or work.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Now, here's where we're going to get you. You may lay on the couch if you're more comfortable, because I, the psychologist, will ask you, what was your biggest childhood trauma?
Okay. So when I was 3, I walked into the room where my sister and cousin were, and my sister pointed at me and said that I had thunder thighs. I was 3.
Oh, you're 3?
Yes.
And you're still
I'm still traumatized, yes.
It lives in your head.
Yes, rent-free.
Is that what made you commit to a lifetime of working out?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Was your cousin?
It was my sister.
Your sister.
No.
Yes. Your cousin. Oh, my God, yes. Your sister turned on you.
Sister of Weens.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yes.
Dub.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Dub, what is your deepest fear?
Snakes.
Snakes.
I have an irrational fear.
Can you see them like behind glass at a zoo?
No.
Or can you get that close to them?
No. Okay. No pictures.
He's talking about it right now, making you
a little uncomfortable.
Okay. All right. as a kid of the 90s,
yes.
Walk us through 12-year-old Gina's bedroom.
Yeah,
what would we see?
Yeah. So I was all about like island vibes. So I had like a tropical with all the flowers and palm trees, bedspread, had like a surfboard shelf in my room. It was all about like surfer girl Cali vibes.
So it was like you were sleeping at Blue Coast Burrito or something.
Yes, it was so calming. Yes, I had teal and yellow walls.
Yeah.
Oh, so you also cursed your mom and dad with having to paint over that.
I sure did.
Yeah, that's usually it's pink.
Well, then I got to high school and I wanted black walls. So
everybody goes kind of through their golf.
Went through the dark years.
Yes, but they didn't allow that. I think the walls are now like brown or something. But yeah.
So here comes the joke off with terrible, terrible jokes.
Right.
You can laugh all you want.
Yeah.
But Woody and I, we can't laugh at each other's jokes or we lose.
Right. Now Gina is here. Now you can laugh if you wish.
Okay.
But you know you may not.
You can laugh at.
Laugh at instead of with. Yeah. Both of those work.
Okay.
Okay.
Totally okay.
All right. Would you like to start, Jim?
I would be happy to.
Okay. The joke off begins now.
And you're laughing. Maybe. Let's see. Woody, why was the Christmas tree so bad at knitting? Kept dropping its needles.
See? Jim, some people have trouble sleeping. I don't want to brag, but I can do it with my eyes closed.
Okay. Woody, a stegosaurus and a T-Rex are having an argument. The T-Rex says, "I will destroy you." The stegosaurus says to the T-Rex, "Oh, yeah? You and your two armies?"
Armies, like tiny armies. I get it. Jim, I did my first nude painting yesterday.
Yeah?
The neighbors were uncomfortable, but the front door looks great.
Oh, you almost got me. Woody, the 5-second rule has become 15 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen the price of groceries? That's kind of a physical joke.
It is.
I acted that out.
Yeah, yeah.
To no effect.
Kind of a thespian. Jim, we have some sad news. Apparently, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is getting a divorce.
Oh, no.
Rumor has that his wife went to Vegas and blew $50.
Oh, my God. I laughed out of like, did you just say that joke? Yes, you did.
$50 as in money. I don't know what you thought it meant.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
I have to admit, I was saving that one.
I laughed out of shock and horror.
And it'll be a joke that we have to repeat in our HR department.
My priest is listening.
All right, there we go. Another Woody and Jim joke. In the books, baby. Three things you want to know this morning. First off, see if you can figure out what this sound is. Is it a woman giving birth? No. Yeah. If you guessed, it's a woman stuck in a high chair at an In-N-Out restaurant and ever be pulled out by paramedics.
Then you win. Right? Oh, my God.
You know, every time you see a high chair, somebody will say, oh, I have to see if I can fit in there. And then she got stuck. And they had to call the fire department to come get her out of the high chair.
Wow.
I love that.
That's hysterical. At the movies, people went to go see Moana 2 again, was the number one movie, followed by Wicked. And then this is kind of interesting. The movie Kraven the Hunter came out this weekend, and it made $11 million. But from what I'm hearing, people went to go see it, ironically, in groups to laugh at it.
Okay.
Because it was so bad.
Isn't it like a Marvel movie?
Yeah, I think it's in the Sony
right.
Pictures.
Oh, okay,
could be Marvel. Yeah, it's Marvel adjacent.
Right, right.
It was beaten by a 10-year-old movie. They re-released the Christopher Nolan movie Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway.
Yeah,
and that made $11.7 million, and it's 10 years old.
Oh, very cool. So,
you were beaten by a movie that was already out 10 years ago.
At least it was in color.
Sorry, Craven.
Yeah. If you're looking for a new job in 2025, they put out a list of jobs that are perfect for people who hate people.
All right.
Among them are power plant operator, most of the time sitting at a room at a control, you know, panel that fixes itself, so you really don't have to do anything. Like Homer right. Simpson.
Yeah. Call somebody.
Any job that allows you to wear earphones all the time. Nighttime security. And here's one, lighthouse keeper. I don't think that's a very common job anymore.
Oh no. It's huge, huge. Lighthouse openings all over America. Yeah, yes.
Unless you're Aquaman's dad, I don't think you're doing that.
I'm going to Lighthouse Operator Online University.
Exactly.
My good friend Jay celebrated a birthday, and his wife rented out a place to have the party because she invited a lot of people.
Oh, wow.
And since we're good friends, we were kind of in on the, you know, some of the preparations and plans, and got there early to decorate. Okay. And
everybody except him didn't know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Last week was the most stressful week ever. I hate having the burden
to keep the secret from him?
Of the knowledge of... I can't let him know that his party is Saturday.
Yeah.
But yet I have to see him like every other day or talk to him, but I can't tell him, like I can only tell him, you know, like 50% of what's going on. And I thought I was going to blow it all week.
Right. But, you're not going to slip and say, hey, by the way, I'm going to be there for your surprise birthday party.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have said that part.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Did I tell you? Your sister's flying in from California
for no
darn reason. Mm, yeah. So, no, it was great. It was fun. It was like a little event space over by Geodis Park.
Okay.
And you can just rent it out. You have a party there or like a business conference or something. But it was really cool.
That's nice.
And it's funny because... I don't know, when you know a certain person likes something, everybody tends to want to give him the same gift.
Okay.
And it's a good thing he likes bourbon a lot because he has a lot of bourbon.
Everybody brought him bourbon
everybody
for his birthday?
Everybody brought him a bottle of bourbon.
Bourbon birthday?
The only thing that wasn't a bottle of bourbon, and this is awesome, what the Nashville supporter group that we belong to, is La Brigada de Oro.
Oh, for the Nashville SC, right.
Nashville SC. Yeah. And yeah, one of the guys that wears a Mexican wrestler mask at the games gave him his own personalized Mexican wrestler Nashville SC mask. It was amazing. I said, you look like the best fan ever.
No kidding.
Or like some horrible scene out of Pulp Fiction.
That's right. Put on the Mexican wrestler mask and we're going to lock you in a trunk until we need you. If nothing, you know, you know.
Nothing says happy birthday like all those things you just said.
Tomorrow we'll be back. We'll have some more tickets to the Nashville Predators playing Gender Wars at 7:20. And some other things we haven't even thought of yet.
What are you doing the rest of the day, Woody?
I have unimportant adulting to do. I have to make some phone calls. Still working on my car and trying to get the insurance company to pay for things and give me a loaner car.
Oh, those are so fun, those calls.
I know. Those are fun. And I love being on a hold for a really long time.
Oh, gosh. Talking to a robot.
New to the Woody and Jim Treehouse, Gina, what are you doing today?
I'm probably going to go to the gym, have a little more work to do. And a nap is looking good in my future right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to watch Yellowstone, the series finale of Yellowstone.
Okay.
Okay. So you haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it.
No spoilers.
Yeah, please don't. I've been trying to stay off of social media.
Okay.
Don't tell Gina anything.
Don't.
About that death of that girl, of that, thing that the guy did.
Yeah. Where the guy had the lightsaber fight with the shark.
Yeah.
Part, yeah.
I know.
Sharknado.
Don't tell her about all that.
Okay.
Jim, what do you got going on today?
Let's see. I've got, from so many of my side gigs, I've got some really expensive camera equipment that came in today, that I have to try to put it together, but I will not read the directions. So we'll see how that goes. And then tonight is kind of like family night where everybody comes over to the house. We have dinner and a movie. And it's my turn to show a movie tonight.
Ooh.
Okay.
So I'm not sure exactly what I want to show yet, but if it's a classic or a new one or whatever it is, anybody has any good ideas, send me your favorite movie. It's Jim Chandler or Jim Chandler Now on social media.
All right.
Give me your suggestions. Tell me what I should show my family.
Movie-wise.
Yes.